also very concerned.
KeelRadio.org. You're listening to the 21st Century Activism News Hour with me, DJ Marquis. Feels good to be back after the Labor Day holiday last Monday. Feel a little rusty right now. I'm touching the knobs and everything like I'm touching them for the first time. 21st Century Activism News Hour is always about online activism. It is about participating in this democracy that we live in, that is ultimately only as good as our participation in it. So I'll be looking at three activism alerts that I received via email from online groups that connect to activists all over the country, all over the world. We have alerts coming from the Wilderness Society, Earth Justice, and Union of Concerned Scientists, all about the environment today. If you'd like to learn more about the show, myspace.com/Marquis_KR, MARQUIS_KR. You can always reach me via email here at killradio.org. Here at the station, we use our my email address here at the station is marquis@killradio.org. That's MARQUIS@killradio.org. And then if you'd like to reach me during the show today via instant messenger here at the station, using AOL Instant Messenger, we use the handle killradio.org, just like our website, killradio without the dot org. So killradio.org. So let's go to music, and then when we come back, we'll go to our first issue that comes to us from the Wilderness Action Center at the Wilderness Society. They're at wilderness.org. But right now, let's go to music. This is Bent with the song So Long Without You. KeelRadio.org, 21st Century Activism News Hour.
fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire. Fire.
KillRadio.org, 21st Century Activism News Hour. DJ Marquee. That last track we just heard was by Pete Shelley, Telephone Operator. Before that, we heard the Wall of Voodoo version of Ring of Fire. And then once again, we started off with the band Bent, favorite band of mine, track called So Long Without You. Underneath right now is the Malcolm McLaren version of Madam Butterfly. And that brings us to our first issue. I subscribe to a lot of these online activist groups, and so I get emails from them. And this one I got from the Wilderness Society. And it says, "Dear Marquee, if the Bush administration had its way, the northern spotted owl could go the way of the dodo. The administration has released a draft spotted owl recovery plan that is seriously flawed. The galling thing about it, they know it's a bad plan. It failed a recent scientific peer review and rolls back more than a decade of wildlife protections by reducing critical habitat for owls and selling ancient forests to big timber." So this is another opportunity to speak out. I believe we talked about this one a couple weeks ago. This one was going to the Fish and Wildlife Service. So now it's in the hands of Undersecretary of Agriculture Mark Ray, who is actually a former top lobbyist for the timber industry. Gee whiz. So again, if you subscribe to these groups, you'll get these emails, and then you can do with them as you wish. And you could actually make me do a different show, because I wouldn't have to do this one anymore. But let's go to it. It's wilderness.org. This is for the Wilderness Society. It's a great group. They send me quite a lot of emails. I feel like lately the most I've gotten, it has been from them. So go to wilderness.org and then click on the link that says Take Action. And if you look down under in the Wilderness Action Center, you'll see some current advocacy campaigns. And let me make sure this is the same one, because sometimes it's a little different. Yeah, go to the link that says standby. Go to the link that says Help the Spotted Owl and Northwest Forests. Click on that one. That should take you to it. So again, just like with all of these, the email is written out for you. The body of the email itself is, although it's already written out, it's open so that you can edit it as you wish, personalize it, which they always recommend. Any of these groups always recommend that you personalize it for your benefit, as well as it makes the message much more apt to be read rather than looked at as just kind of like a environmentalist knee-jerk reaction that we all just send without really personalizing. The information on the right, you fill it all out, and you send it off. And they always give you an opportunity to send this to friends and people you know with email addresses. They'll notify them by email and see if they want to take a part of this. I have mixed feelings about that, because I just feel like, you know what? I already know about this stuff. I don't need to find it again. It's funny when I get forwarded emails or suggested emails like from moveon.org. And they'll say, "Hey, did you know about this issue?" I'm like, "Yeah, I already did it." So again, that comes to us from the Wilderness Society. If you look at the other actions, they have a number of current advocacy campaigns as well as past ones that you can take part in if you haven't already. There's two, looks like two relatively new ones. Help plan the future of the Lake Umbagog Refuge. Then there's also one from a couple weeks ago. Off-road vehicles threaten largest recommended wilderness in the lower 48. And then also there's a way that you can sign up, that you can become a member, and then they email you directly yourself, and then you don't need me. So when we come back, we're going to go to an action alert from Earth Justice. Has to do with the Actually, the American rainforest in the Tongass National Forest, I believe that's up in Alaska. So let's go to music, but if you want to check out Earth Justice before we get there, it's earthjustice.org. And you can see under Take Action, it's the second one from the top. But there's other ones as well. So let's go to music again. This is Madam Butterfly, version by Malcolm McLaren. All the music is pretty much 80s today. It's the mood I've been in lately. Forgive me. You're listening to the 21st Century Activism News Hour with me, DG Marquis, on killradio.org. KillRadio.org, 21st Century Activism News Hour. That last track was the Bambino Casino Mix of The Time Is Now by Moloco. Before that, we heard Saturate from the Chemical Brothers. And then again, we started the set with Malcolm McLaren's version of Madame Butterfly. Right now, we're listening to Kraftwerk, and the track is Metropolis. And our next issue comes to us from Earth Justice. They're at earthjustice.org. The email I got from them, and you too could get this email just by subscribing to these action alerts and then put my show out of business. I can do something else. It says, America's rainforest at a crossroads. Dear DJ Marquis, in June, the House of Representatives voted by a wide margin to stop subsidizing new logging roads in the Tongass National Forest, our nation's largest national forest. However, Senator Ted Stevens, Republican Alaska, is now resorting to backroom deals in an attempt not only to thwart the House victory, but also to shield the failed Forest Service management practices of the past from court scrutiny. So this is a email to contact our members of Congress. Urge them to stand behind the principled House vote that protects American taxpayers and the Tongass National Forest. So if you go to earthjustice.org and you click on the link that says Take Action, you'll see it there. It's the second one down, America's Rainforest at a Crossroads. Let's see, it's going real slow right now all of a sudden. Whoop-de-doodle. Probably just me. There we go. Okay, so it says, in June, the House of Representatives voted by a wide margin to stop subsidizing new logging roads in the Tongass National Forest, our nation's largest national forest. Now again, like I said before, Senator Ted Stevens, Republican, Alaska, is now resorting to backroom deals in an attempt to not only thwart the House victory, but also to shield the failed Forest Service management practices of the past from court scrutiny. So the email is written out to you. The subject is Save Taxpayer Funds, Save the Tongass. You can edit it as you wish. You fill out the information on the right. All the ones that starred with the red asterisk kind of shows you what's crucial or necessary. And then you just send it off. Again, you can edit it if you want, add some things. Then, of course, it's done. So I invite you, if you're interested in all these kind of issues, you don't have to respond to every single one that's emailed to you, but you can to those that you consider, you feel strongly about. This comes to us again from earthjustice.org. Their subtitle is Because the Earth Needs a Good Lawyer. So when we come back, we'll go to an issue brought to us from the Union of Concerned Scientists. They are at UCSUSA.org. That's Union of Concerned Scientists, UCSUSA.org. This issue is about urging Congress to still hold strong on the clean energy bill. It's an issue that we touched upon, I want to say around a month ago. I don't remember when, but I know we did. So perhaps now we need to go forward even again, because probably while the Congress is at recess, I'm sure the auto industry was doing something to try to undermine the fuel economy standards or something to that effect, knowing how all these things work. So let's go to music. This is once again Kraftwerk with the song Metropolis. You're listening to the 21st Century Activism News Hour with me, DG Marquis. Marquis at killradio.org, myspace.com/Marquis, MARQUIS _KR. We'll be right back.
together, as we come closer together. And as it happens here in this house.
KillRadio.org. 21st Century Activism News Hour. DG Marquis here with you. Marquis, M-A-R-Q-U-I-S at KillRadio.org. MySpace.com/Marquis_KR. Let's see, we just heard that last track, of course, was Here's the House by Depeche Mode. Before that was No Promises from Ice House. And we started the set with Metropolis by Kraftwerk. This track underneath is Cocteau Twins. A track called This Love. And our last issue of the show today comes to us from Union of Concerned Scientists. Again, their main page is ucsusa.org. So if you go to ucsusa.org, And I believe it's going to, we're going to find it this way. If you click on vehicles. Yeah, sometimes I have to kind of figure it out because I get a direct email from them. And then for those of you who do not, subscribe, I have to help you find it that way. I don't think that's the way it goes. Let's go to Take Action. Okay, there it is. Goodness gracious. Okay, go to UCSUSA.org. That's for Union of Concerned Scientists. Click on the link that says Take Action. Scroll to the bottom, and you'll see current advocacy campaigns from Union of Concerned Scientists. And there it is. Urge Congress to hold strong on a clean energy bill. Click on that. Now, the email I got, it said, Dear DG Marquis, this summer, all of us who care about reducing global warming pollution achieved two major milestones. In June, the Senate passed an energy bill requiring automobiles to go farther on a tank of gas. And in August, the House passed an energy bill requiring electric utilities to obtain more power from clean, renewable sources such as wind and sun. Unfortunately, while Congress has taken its August recess, the auto industry was busy trying to undermine the Senate-passed 35 miles per gallon fuel economy standard. They hired PR firms to orchestrate made-for-TV auto worker rallies in Missouri and Illinois, designed to scare consumers about the new regulations. So now that Congress is back in session, it is time to remind them that the industry propaganda must not dissuade them from making the choices America needs. So this is an email that will go to our senators and representatives. So again, if you go to UCSUSA.org, click on the link that says Take Action. Then click, scroll down, and you'll see Urge Congress to Hold Strong on a Clean Energy Bill. There's also more information than what I've shared with you, which is basically me reading from the email and what they have before you. There's information. If you click on the link that says Tell Me More, you can find out more. Other than that, you can personalize this email, send it off, personalize it to your liking, include the information on the right so it's all correct, so that goes to the right decision makers. And then send this message. You click that button, and it goes off. And I truly invite you. There's so many organizations out there, many of which I'm sure you have a lot of passion about and would want to know about these issues had you had the opportunity to know. Ooh. Dear God. So I invite you to subscribe to them so that you get the emails yourself. I mean, I make the joke that I'll put my show out of business, but that's fine. I can go off and do another show. Easy enough. Easy enough. So again, this comes to us from the Union of Concerned Scientists. Click on the link. Well, first go to UCSUSA.org. Click on the link. Take action. And then you'll see it. Urge Congress to hold strong on a clean energy bill. Why? What is it with the auto industry that they every change that society or the government forces them to make, they do so kicking and screaming all the way? I mean, it started off with frickin' seatbelts, and now there's still, it's just the nature of that industry. It's weird. All right, I want to thank you so much for listening to the 21st Century Activism News Hour today with me, DG Marquis, on killradio.org. Coming up next at the top of the hour is the show here. It's killradio.org's all submission show. Bands from all over the world submit, and the DJs Mark and John play it. No questions asked. If you'd like more information about any of what we do here at killradio.org, you can always go to killradio.org and click on the link that says About Us. Thank you so much for listening today, 21st Century Activism News Hour. If you'd like to download the podcast or the archive of the show, you can do so. It'll be available later today on my MySpace page, myspace.com/Marquis_KR. MARQUIS_KR. Thank you so much for listening. Killradio.org.